This is the talk of Music City Real Estate.
Welcome back to another episode of the Talk of Music City Real Estate,
where we educate and motivate all things real estate.
My name is Monty Moore with Realty One Group Music City.
Hey, and I'm Carrie Ann with CMG Financial and My Mortgage Team.
Every week we'll be posting a new episode chock full of Nashville real estate value.
Yes, and you can follow along and subscribe at TalkMusicCity.com.
Got a question for us? Ask away at questions@TalkMusicCity.com.
Monty!
Carrie Ann, it's always exciting to sit down with you for a few minutes and... Yeah, I mean, I just think you're, amazing. What can we say?
You know,
she's amazing.
To think that we've been, you know, we met a little over 10 years ago, right at 10 years. We've been doing this podcast, this talking thing, you know, for a long time. Yeah. And then you got me on the radio. And then that was fun. That was scary.
You were nervous. Actually. I was surprised you were nervous over there.
I know. But then we were smart and we took it onto a podcast, yeah. You know, screen.
We went on Channel 4 one time too, didn't we?
We did. That, yeah. Yes.
That
yes.
to me is more stressful because the lights, camera, action, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But we had a good message. I think that was mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're all things media and getting the word out there. You're full of knowledge.
Well, you got to be able to do that and ready to do that. And you know, and I just really love the fact that we can speak to the real estate community with things that are important. You know, we always try to bring value to mm-hmm. the real estate folks. And one of these times I would like for us to spend some time once in a while, anyhow, of talking, reviewing some important books, maybe. You know?
That's
I'd like
good
to do
one.
That
yeah.
sometime because yeah. you know, I know you read. I read. We onboarded several agents in our company this morning, and I was telling everybody the importance of learning. And I said, if you see me with a written book, it's because I already listened to it twice. In my Audible, I have 132 books.
Yes.
In my Audible.
Amazing. And I downloaded the last one you referenced. I just got a new book in the mail. I'm kind of an old schooler. I think my attention probably, I'm listening to music. Like if I'm listening to a story, I'll get sidetracked. So if I physically am having to look at the book, it helps me stay on track from a comprehension standpoint. But the new one I got is Money in the Streets, a playbook for finding and seizing the opportunity all around you, which I think is great because, you know, there is so much opportunity. You know, so we just have to open up our eyes and our ears, right? Mm-hmm. Many of you, you know, see social media questions, you know, and or they're looking for an agent here, looking for an agent there. That's at the grocery store, right? That's at Dillard's. That's everywhere we go. That's at, you know, the soccer field, right? There's just lots and lots of opportunity. So I'm excited to rebook, but that would be cool to talk through our books.
I just think that, I've said for decades that we've got to win the battle here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about the interest rate. It's not about who's president. Although, you know, we live in a, you know, nutty world. No, I get that, but you've got to stay focused on winning this battle. And I was telling somebody yesterday, you know, I'm simple enough to believe that if it can work for one person, it can work for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple, mm-hmm. you know, and over the years, that's all I've done is listen to other people and I've emulated success because I believe success leaves clues. And that's why I think that it's, when you think about for $20, you can obtain the experience, knowledge, wisdom, you know, all of it, all the above in somebody's life could have taken 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, just like Napoleon Hill, you know, I was sharing with everybody yesterday that every morning before our huddle call,
yeah,
you know, what book I'm listening to?
Which one?
Every book.
Grow Rich.
I mean, not Think and Grow Rich, but the man who wrote Think and Grow Rich is by Napoleon Hill. It's called Your Right to Be Rich. And it's him teaching in a class in the 50s.
Oh, really?
It's his voice. And I've said to everybody, look, it's not like Jesus talking, but he's right up there, you know, I mean, not that high, don't get me wrong, but to think about the man who spent 20 years studying wealth and success, and he didn't study successful people, he studied unsuccessful people. And he spent 20 years doing this, and then nobody wanted to buy his book because his book was called The 17 Secrets to Happiness or something like that. I forget what it was, but His publisher threatened that he was going to name the book what's it called? Get the Caboodle. It was Use Your Noodle and Get the Caboodle. That was the name, but that was going to be the name of Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, no way.
Use Your Noodle and Get the Caboodle. And, and that night when he laid down, laid his head down to go to bed, he commanded his subconscious mind to come up with a name because he couldn't imagine his life's work being called Use Your Noodle and Get the Caboodle. And in the middle of the night, he woke up, Think and Grow Rich.
Amazing.
And that book is still in the top 20 of all books ever written in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he has contributed more to success as far as a book being... Anyway, I could go on and on about that.
So is the book that you listen to, is it about being worthy of having success? Is that the understanding of the book?
Well, this one is just him teaching class after class on the topic of success.
Yeah.
Your right to be rich. And it's him teaching in a class. So this has nothing, I mean, it has to do with his book written, but he talks about the principles of success in his voice. And that's why, that's why every morning when I'm preparing for our huddle call, this is what I'm listening to, because he inspires me to think that this guy that was so poor that when he was commissioned by Carnegie to write to go out there and talk to these successful people, he didn't even have the money on it for a bus trip back to home. That's how broke the guy was, and yet he took on this job, this destiny of creating this book on a 20 with no compensation. I mean, his whole family ridiculed him, made fun of him, said, "You know, the wealthiest man in the world commissions you to write a book on success and doesn't even pay you."
Wow.
You know? So, and he had to walk through the challenges of life like all of us do. And that's why I'm so inspired by him, because I mean, as an example, you would think that a guy that wrote that book on success just has to walk it out. That's all. I mean, you know everything already. Okay. He had as big a challenge as anybody. His first son was born without ears, no ears.
Wow.
You know, and yet he didn't allow his son to be a victim. He taught his son to actually be better, be brighter, be, you know, it looked like he perceived that he was special because he had that, you know. I could go on and on about it. But the point is, I think that to stay a leader, to be a leader, to stay a leader, you've got to stay on top of your mental capacity, certainly, but of enjoying receiving the wealth of these other masters who have accomplished something in their life. And then, because I'm a generalist, you know, in my category of books right now, as an example, I'm listening to him, of course. I'm listening to Ninja Selling again. I'm listening to People Buy You by Jeb Blount. I'm listening to Gold and Silver. I think it's important to know about Gold and Silver. I'm listening to Barry Jenkins, Too Nice for Sales. That's a really good book. Every realtor ought to read that. What Got You Here Won't Get You There. You know Marshall Goldsmith. I listened to this recently. This is a good book. Unbeatable Mind, Forge Resiliency, and Mental Toughness. The reason I did this, because I've been sharing with our company for a while in the last year. Look, 24, I think, is going to require us to be mentally tough.
Sure.
I mean, the world requires us to be mentally tough. You're not going to succeed in a business that has an 87% failure rate if you're not mentally tough. That's the bottom line on that topic. But and with the additional challenges of our world and so forth, you better be mentally tough. Well, here's a ex-Navy SEAL talking about mentally tough. Mm-hmm. He's got something to say. The next one I'm reading is Positive Leadership by John Gordon. Anything you read with John Gordon is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I could go on and on and on.
So a book I just read, which I loved, it is Vision to Results. And it was all about having such a clear vision and being able to communicate, breaking that vision down and being able to communicate it so clearly to your team. Mm. And again, real estate agents, you have a team, right? Mm-hmm. But also knowing where you want to go, you know? And I think that is important, you know? And going back
it's critical.
And being, knowing that you're worthy of something greater. I think that sometimes some of us, you know, we just do and we stay here, you know, because that's for other people. You know, that success is for other people. And the definition of success is different for each and every one of us, right? And again, different seasons of life are for, you know, different things. And we have many people on our podcast are at many different seasons, right? Younger generation is looking for this, you know, possibly folks that have been in the business for a really long time, you know, they've shifted, you know, their mindset and possibly their why, you know, with all of it. But yeah, loved that book. I mean, it really got me motivated. I'll have to give it that book. Maybe it's on Audible too, but nice and short and sweet and got to the point. I like those kind of books.
What's it called again?
Vision to Results.
Vision to Results.
Yeah, and
without a vision, the people perish.
Yeah, and I think it was definitely a that's what I'm working towards, and really having a clear vision. Because if you don't, I think it's really hard to continue to grow without being in the mix all the time. You know, if your vision is so clear that you want to take your business to the next level, well, great, that's basic. But how do we now do that? I need to dial that in, right, and really structure it in a way that I can get from point A, you know, to point B. So. Let's talk more about books. I love it.
Yeah, we need to do that regularly. I'd like to anyhow. But mm-hmm. but now I'd really like to, you know, I love the fact that you come on our call and help us on our huddle call and talk about, because, you know, there's so many things, you know, distracting folks, and sometimes real estate agents, no offense to anybody, but sometimes agents are depending upon the current client as to what they're interested in learning about, you know, sure, as far as what the needs. If it's a VA, mm-hmm. then you want to know about VA. If it's anyhow, I think that I so appreciate how you continually remind folks of like the GoFundMe as an example. Yeah. You shared that. We, you know, people forget about that. What a great way to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. It's home fund it.
Home fund it. Monty, not GoFundMe.
Don't get me sued. Love you.
I'm sorry. Home fund it.
Home fund it. Yep. But yeah, you know, it's interesting. I kind of shared before, you know, the market sometimes dictates the rhythm, right, the tempo, right, where we're headed, what's important, all the things. And, you know, being somebody who wants to study their craft, you know, the real estate agent listening, and wants to know all the things, it is key to think about the unique products that are out there. And really blessed to work with CMG Financial, now going on 11 years. It's crazy to think, wow, it's been such a long time. But one thing that I loved about this company was their innovative ways to think outside the box. You know, mm-hmm. our owner is always trying to come up with ideas, and he's got great friends at Fannie and Freddie, and a lot of the agencies that are him sharing those ideas with them, and them giving us the variances to be mm-hmm. creative, you know, mm-hmm. to be ones that are stepping out and doing things differently. You know, we have always done a 30-year fixed mortgage since the Great Depression, just because, right? We were trying to create affordability back in the day and all the things, mm-hmm. you know. Tomorrow is a new day. Like, if we don't continue to grow and think outside the box, you know, we're going to be left, you know, behind. And so Home Funded is a way, for those that are not familiar, it is a crowdfunding platform. It allows clients to be able to raise their down payment and or their closing cost, you know, through the channel of crowdfunding. And that is very similar to a previous company and that many of that know about. Maybe that's to help somebody with medical bills, et cetera, et cetera. You even see in the industry of weddings, people are gathering funds, you know, for honeymoons. So very similar to all of that, we created a platform that allows folks to crowdfund from their family, their friends, their church members, social media, you know, randoms, you know, your fraternity brothers, sorority sisters, parents, grandparents, family and friends, all the folks through this crowdfunding. And basically the client that you have creates a profile. They share their story. They're looking to buy their first home, or they're looking to, you know, come together and get a home because of this reason or that. There's some amazing stories out there.
Not bad.
And, you know, the donor puts in, they provide just a credit card information, basically. So it's really easy. There's no gifting documentation. All that they share is if it's contingent on them purchasing a home or not purchasing a home. And so that money can be raised up to 12 months. And after 12 months, if the buyer chooses not to purchase a home, that the money that was non-contingent on that stays with them. If it was contingent, it goes back to the donor. So it's really safe. There's no money made or interest made off of their money. And it's just a really
big win. So you guys don't get an override on that?
No, it's just really a housing platform. And it, again, it's there for 12 months, but it allows them to raise
the
money.
So it's up to 12 months, or it has to be 12 months?
No, it's up to 12 months. Right, right. Okay. If they raise the money faster, but we're encouraging people to start the process now, right?
Right,
that first-time home buyer that is excited to do something maybe next summer, you know, mm-hmm. this is a great way of doing that. Mm-hmm. We worked with somebody here local, love her. I just look up, I wish my Aubrey follows in her footsteps. She's just a smart, well-rounded, well-respected gal, hardworking gal. And she interned with me for a little bit and wanted to learn how to work with another fierce and fabulous female. Mm-hmm. And she's so smart, 4.0 all the time. And she went through high school and then through college. And she's like, I'm ready to become a homeowner. I want to move and get my MBA down in Florida. And I would love to utilize this platform to be able to work hard, to be able to do that, to raise the money for my first home. And so at her graduation party for college, she created these invites with a QR code that went to her profile for Home Funded. And everybody was able to, in lieu of gifts, put money towards her purchasing her first home. And she did it. She was able to raise enough money for her down payment and her closing cost and bought her first home near the school she was looking to study at down in Florida. Wow. And it's awesome. It gave me goosebumps. So whether you're thinking outside the box, you know, it's the month of February, so love is in the air. You might think about doing bridal shows. Why register at a department store when they can register at Home Funded, right? That's a great way of raising money as well. Graduation parties and or just in general, put it out there on social media and share, you know, the story mm-hmm. of the client. So love that product. It definitely has opened the doors for many and we're going to continue to do that. So this might be the year that you help a buyer and or, you know, a newlywed couple or a graduate or anybody through Home Funded. If you'd like to learn more about it, definitely reach out to me because I'd love to share and get you guys started. The other thing that's super cool is you as the agent, you get your own link for lead generation, which is free. So you can get the conversation going out there on social media. Mm-hmm. And if ever anybody's interested in learning about it, they go to your actual site that's linked back to you and then you get their lead information. So that's another nice win with that particular program.
I just still think that that's one of your best, one of the best offerings out there. And you guys have that as an exclusive with CMG?
Yeah. So basically we have the variants with Fannie and Freddie. Mm-hmm. And now we've added it where you are able to use it with your government loans as well. So it makes it nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, I was laughing yesterday on the huddle call about, I really tried to get my son to consider before, you know, instead of the trip to Greece when he got married. Because I mean, what that cost everybody to be there for that wedding. Boy, it could have been a heck of a house.
Those pictures, wow. Yeah. That was a beautiful wedding. Yeah, that's for sure.
It was, no doubt.
Good, gorgeous place. Yeah.
So let's talk more about some other things that you're flexing with these times. And, you know, to me, it's not comical because home prices are up, are higher than when I got involved. But as you know, when I got involved in real estate, the rates were like 14%, you know? So when people are complaining about 6 or 7 or, it's like, come on, guys, that's really not that big a deal. It's mm-hmm. really more of a mental thing mm-hmm. because we did a rate that wasn't real. Mm-hmm. I don't think 2% wasn't real, probably.
We couldn't even get people to buy when they were 2.25 for so long, you know, then 3.25. You know, it's interesting. I think, you know, that conversation that kind of continues to go full circle, you know, our income levels, if you're not in sales or commission based, you know, and you're not so-called driven, they have not increased, right? But the rents have increased and that small smidge of an interest rate, you know, change with the increase, you know, of prices. Now, kind of looking over the appreciation rates, you know, even within this local area, mm-hmm. but across the United States, there's only been 6 years that the market has gone down out of so many years, right? Yeah. Now you see the appreciation go from 2020 to 2021. You know, jump up even more, right? Yeah. Or let me say 19 to 20 to 2021. It was a huge jump. Right. So yes, the appreciation is down, but it's still up, right?
Yeah,
and so it's still
climbing.
Everything is still climbing, right? And what is it? An average of 4% or something, you know, type of thing. So yes, it, you know, the interest rates are what they are. Utilizing creative financing is super key on that. You know, back, I kind of share now a new program that we're doing a lot with, is as agents, you know, you have buyers probably like me that want to go into a home and I want it ready to go. I want it being pretty. I want it already painted. I just want to be able to put my furniture in. back, there's not a lot of those, right? Unless you're looking at new construction, and you have all types of homes, you know, that are out there. Back so many years ago, we were, you know, selling houses with four walls and one door over ask. It didn't matter how ugly it was or how many more renovations it needed, all the things. So we're bringing back, you know, our renovation department. And I think that's really a win. It's making a huge difference for folks, whether you have a buyer that looks at a house and says, it's just not what I love the bones. I wish it was this or that, right? Mm-hmm. You're able to roll in all of the cosmetic repairs into the loan on day one, right? And still put 3.5% or 5% down. That's a huge win, you know, for a buyer. Or you as the listing agent, you know, may have an ugly home. You know it is, you know, you're never going to tell your seller, but you're like, woo, what, how are we going to sell this bad boy? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you just know it needs a couple, you know, little TLC things. And or some of the houses started renovations and they just stopped. Right, and they're in the midst of it, you know, kind of already thinking about offering the renovation loan on the upfront is key, right? And to know that they can get regular 30-year fixed mortgages. You can do a conventional Fannie Mae loan, which allows all that creative underwriting, right? I love being a direct lender through Fannie and Freddie because that gives me so many more perks, mm-hmm. you know, than others. And then also your FHA loans, you know? And so that's another win too. So we're bringing that back. We're excited to share more about the renovation. And people are like, oh, that's too much. It's just not going to close smoothly. It's going to take too much time. No, you can still do all of that very quickly. Mm-hmm. I always say loans are not difficult. You just have to learn how to do loans, right? Real estate is not difficult if you can get everybody involved and kind of going down the path mm-hmm. together,
yeah.
But learning all of the little facets of and pieces and working with true professionals that know what they're doing. I think that's key in any bit of our business. You know, I taught a class the other day, Partnerships with Purpose. You know, it is important that you find your people out there. It is important that you just don't work with somebody that bought you a cup of coffee or steak dinner or did this or that. You should interview them. I am very comfortable sitting down and giving you my resume and interviewing for the position of lender part of your team. And again, compliantly, maybe you're offering three, maybe you're doing one, do you for you. But you should not just randomly pick anybody because they're a mortgage lender. Mm-hmm. Ask all the questions. Mm-hmm. I carve out 15 questions that I think that you should ask me. And I should share very confidently the answers. And if I don't, you're going to hear maybe, you know, an ego or lack of confidence or lack of knowledge, right? You're looking for that information. Who is hungry to get in it with you, right? And all the way to the finish line. I think that's super key. So working with those true professionals that understand not only their craft, but how to pivot. You know, we talk a lot about pivoting. Are they on their heels or on their tippy toes? You know, how in it are they? How committed, you know, are they?
A good lender should be complimented by those questions, not put off.
No, right.
If they put them off, like they don't have time to answer those questions, it's because they're afraid they may not have the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, I appreciate it when somebody starts drilling me. I mean, you might have a C personality who wants to know this and this and this and this. That's cool. I'll answer that all day long. I love that. Rather than them, you know, just choosing somebody because somebody just got a license and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think it's so hard for you as real estate agents there's so many lenders out there, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we just need to get one degree. The degree has nothing to do with loans. You know, or that my license has nothing to do with loans. It's about this law and that compliance and don't commit fraud. And, you know, you can go to jail for that. I want the class that teaches you about, do you know your guidelines inside and out? Are you a man or woman of your word, right? Don't say we're good and then we're not. Now, sometimes it's a blessing because I'm the one who saves those deals. I'm able to close a lot because of that, you know, specific stream. But I would think that would drive me crazy, you know, as a real estate agent not knowing. So think about where I come into play. I'm the girl that's trying to save the transaction and I have to prove to the seller that I'm legit, right? And they already, the trust is already broken, right? I giggle because Meg used to throw eggs. My mom used to throw eggs in our feet when we lied to her and she said that was trust and now it's broken. It's going to take a lot to get that egg back
together. That's a great analogy.
That's a lot to build up.
That's a lot
my
wisdom.
My trust back, right? So I think about it, the seller now does not trust me. Mm-hmm. They don't know me. So mm-hmm. I've got to be on my tippy toes. Mm-hmm. I got to be ready to tell my resume. I got to be ready to be a woman of my word. And I'm not mm-hmm. going to waste their time, your time, or my time. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Why would I take on a transaction if I'm going to not get it to the finish line? I'm in the business of creating solutions, right? Mm-hmm. Not just talking about it, actually, you know, closing them. And so that's the other thing too, finding those people that can work with you through transactions when the times get tough. You know, Billy Ocean, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
So
yeah, I know that song.
So
too.
Tell me, let's talk for a minute about the all in one that Connie and I have now on our house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this has really come in handy. You know, I mean, it really has, because we did some renovation and we just wrote a check from that, you know, and just knowing that that's working on the principle first. I really like that. Can you share more about that?
All-in-one product, it's interesting. So this is a first lien equity line that allows you access to your equity for a full 30 years. It focuses on principal before interest. And you're like, that's so different. Well, guess what? It's not. Mm-hmm. Do you know that every other country around the United States, that's their main loan? And we, from the Great Depression, have focused on a 30-year fixed loan. And mom told me to get it, so I got it. And I told my kid to get it, so they got it. And it's just kind of one of those snowball things. So the mind
knowing they're
going to
pay twice as much for that house in that process.
So people are like, my rate's 3.25, Carrie-Anne. My rate's, you know, 4. I said, but let's look at the amortization chart. Let's just see how much interest you're actually paying on that, right? Now, this product is not for every household. It allows you to maintain your regular lifestyle, and it is perfect for the person that makes more income than their expenses. So the average Joes that never look at their bank account, and if they do, they see some extra money sitting there. Mm-hmm. And it's not making you and I any money, right? Mm-hmm. And so this allows you to put all of that extra residual money towards the principal immediately. Now, if you go, well, what about, I want that money, mm-hmm. right? My kid needs to go to this camp, or, you know, I have a repair on my car I need. You have access to your money at any time and at any time of the day, because it's all associated on a debit card, you know, which is really kind of cool. But this is a product when my owner was over in Australia. I think the story goes that he was at a banking convention and a gentleman flipped over a Foster's beer coaster and started carving out, did you know that this is how it is? And the light bulbs just went off, and he came back and said, I need to bring this to the States.
Wow.
And so since 2005, I think it was born. And so ours is trademarked. It's very different than other people. You might hear sweep accounts, and you might hear some other scenarios out there in the world, because it's becoming more popular. But we're the one that's trademarked with the mortgage and the banking connected. So when you get your mortgage with us, like you did, you got a checking account. And that checking account is just a vehicle to move money around, right? And so you decide how much money you want to go in with the deposits. We do suggest and coach and educate everybody that you and I should just have all of the money that we have coming in to go towards that. Mm-hmm. But again, do you for you, whatever you think mm-hmm. is best. Mm-hmm. And at midnight, any deposits that come in automatically get swept over and bring down the principal of that loan. So let's just say the principal immediately on day one was $100,000, and then your deposit was $5,000. By tomorrow, my loan size will now be $95,000, and my interest is only on the $95,000. And it's a daily interest calculation. So tomorrow it's off of 95, and then the next day, the next day, the next day, until I have to pay a bill. And then that bill goes back up, right? And now I'm paying interest on that current balance. And then they do the calculation together and average it all. And that's what you end up paying in your interest cost every month versus a true principal and interest type of loan.
Do you have, I'm just curious, do you have any agents that you're aware of that have taken that one tool and pursued money people, you know, not accountants, but financial advisors? You can make a whole business on that.
If you understand this loan and you take the time, you know, just may even do it for yourself, because it's perfect for the real estate agent. You know, you and I both make money one day sometimes and make no money the next, right? But sometimes when you do make money, it's a mm-hmm. decent amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. So it can allow you to live for a period of time. This is great. It's not requiring you to have deposits every month, you know, because you basically, your interest just sweeps, right? Every month automatically. And so This is the only loan that's never had a default and has never had any delinquencies because it's an automatic deduction, right, to pay that interest cost. Also, during COVID, when so many people lost their jobs, mm-hmm. nobody was concerned. Mm-hmm. They were able to still breathe. They didn't stress about it because they knew that they had so much equity built up that they were able to live off of that for a period of time until mm-hmm. they got things back on track.
You know, I don't think I've ever told you this, but you know, one of the reasons why I wanted that loan?
Uh-huh.
Is because when I looked into, at this point, 71 years old, I looked into I learned about the reverse mortgage, which I think it's a good thing. But this to me made more sense. It was less expensive. And I still had the same benefit of tapping into that money.
Right. At any time for a full 30 years, right? And that's huge. Yeah. Now, other people do it differently. So the cool thing about this program, too, is you can do it on a purchase and or a refinance, right? And so you would be surprised how many people we've refinanced out of those lower rates and put them into this platform because it's not about rate. It's about effective rate. It's mm-hmm. about utilizing your money in a way that's saving you money on your interest costs.
We
right?
had which a 3% loan, I think, that you guys mm-hmm. had helped us get on that house. But and Connie said, well, why would get use a higher rate? It's because it's working for us
right,
and
exactly.
not against us.
Totally. And that is where the win is. Also, you're able to use it on primary homes, secondary homes, and investment homes. And investors love this
wow.
because think about it. All their rents are coming in, immediately paying down their principal. And accelerating that, right? They're building up their equity and they're smart, right? Just like you. They're then taking that equity and doing what? Buying another one, all right? And letting it snowball. And so they're building wealth through real estate, but just utilizing these platforms that are really just expediting mm-hmm. And accelerating their abilities to make a lot of money. A real estate agent, she came to one of my mixers and it took a second, right? I mean, probably 4 months after that, she finally was ready to make the move because it does take a whole shifting of your mind, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we're so used to one way of doing it and rate. And this is effective rate, right? So little bit of difference. And she gave me a big hug when I saw her the other day. She said, Carrie Ann, I was projected to pay my house off in 10 years and I did it in 8 months. And now she has all of that equity to do whatever she wants mm-hmm. to do with it, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes people just want to pay off their homes. Other people are thinking creatively to use that money to make more money, right? So
yeah, and that's the reason we did it because we were looking for another deal that we can write a check for $500,000 or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so this gives you that cash immediately. So there's a lot of your clients out there that may have lots of equity and possibly they don't want to sell today. And that's okay. You can still bring value to them. Right? Think about it. You bring value to them and talk to them about this all-in-one product. And guess what? Putting you in this all-in-one product gives you the ability to gain access to that equity for us to then purchase another home, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe continue to build that relationship up and build an investor through one of your clients, you know, that are your clients for life type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So that is a huge win. We're serving a lot of the community with this product and saving people, you know, so much money. It's interesting to find that the Mies and a lot of people that work within CMG, we all have the same loan. And there's a strategy behind that because we know it works, right? Mm-hmm. And again, remember, it's not about rate, it's about effective rate and utilizing that platform. So if you guys wanted to learn more about that, definitely reach out to me because I would be eager to share about it. And like I said, it's not for every household.
I like it.
You know,
I like it a lot.
Yeah. But I will tell you that a lot of the Monies of the world, and I'm friends with many of yous at different real estate firms. They've all refinanced into that. And some of them have free and clear investment properties that we recently put the loan on because they are thinking this is the time to continue to build, you know, well through different investment and purchases. And you can have up to six of these particular products and the loan limit is quite large too. So, you know, they may average out to be, you know, $500,000, but you can have a multi-million-dollar one if you choose. But right now we're talking with a client who's looking at a $5 million house, you know, and going to be putting on something like that because it makes sense, right? They're self-employed. They have all of these deposits coming in. Why not let it be utilizing it, you know, to make and save you more money if you need to have a loan, right? And this is the loan to do that. Principal before interest is the way. Good stuff.
So I know you have a lot of different options. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
For the record, you know, is the not a crowd, but it's called
Home funded.
Home funded. Everybody needs to remember
there
that.
You go.
Home funded.
Yeah, love that.
Make that make you a hero in the church or any group like that. I mean, and the all in one. Those are my two favorites. And are there any others you want to share today?
Yeah, I love. You know, I grew up in this business, helping the underdog, helping the person that was told no, you know, down the street, and being able to find a way. And working with a company that thinks outside the box. You know, when I say understand what the lender is, are they a correspondent lender with overlays? Are they a broker, you know, where they have to ship out the loan different places? And maybe they like that because their rate possibly is a little lower. But what's a rate if you don't get it to the finish line, you know, because they deny you at the last minute or something? Or a direct lender that truly doesn't have overlays and just knows the guidelines inside and out. You know, I love that part. And that it's just a blessing, really, to continue to be able to work for so many that, you know, just need that extra time. They need the professional to take a moment and listen to them, hear their whole story. You know, the travel nurse that gets denied not once, twice, three times because the guidelines are not favorable for the travel nurse. But if you know your guidelines, you know you can use this income and that. And why would a travel nurse not be able to purchase real estate, you know? Or that person that is making great money because they're commission-based, but they haven't done it for 2 years, and they're told no down the street. Well, I'm only 12 months because that's what the agencies allow, right? And an average of that. How about the self-employed borrower? We're in Middle Tennessee or Music City, right? And you've got the drummer or the sax player or the lead guitarist, right? And they play for band A, B, C, D, all down on Broadway. And they're so talented now. Wow. I mean, it's quite, I love going down there. It's a lot of fun. But maybe they get a W-2 from this band and a 1099 from that band. And they don't believe that they can become a homeowner. Yes, you become a homeowner, you know, because we have multiple different creative self-employed types of loans, whether that is an average of 2 years or a 1 year tax return option, or how about our P&L option or bank statement option? I remember the storyline, and it was the RG agent. This family was moving here from California, and a beautiful jewelerist, I don't know, makes jewelry. I don't know the proper term. Analogy there. But they had some things with their taxes, right? Maybe they filed, maybe they didn't. That's them and the IRS, between them and the IRS. But they wanted to purchase here, and it was a $2 million home. I mean, it was a hefty home, and they wanted to put 10% down. And now they got denied once, twice, and wait till your taxes are done, file your taxes. Well, you and I both know when you file your taxes, you have to pay the tax lien or you have to be on a payment plan, right? And so there's strategy of why your CPA is working through whatever. Again, that's you for you over there. My job is to share with you all the products that I have for the self-employed. And we did 12 months bank statements, 10% down, and they got in that $2 million house. Wow. It was when, and they were denied twice before, you know, and it was a great connection. And it was an awesome sale for that real estate agent. And I think that triggered multiple other opportunities for her too by being able to close that deal. So there is options out there. I always say if you have a buyer who's excited to buy real estate, we most likely have a loan. And if I don't have the loan, I will be able to connect you with one of my banker friends that I know possibly will do more of I call it a handshake loan. They're looking at more of the story versus crossing every T and dotting every I. I recently helped an agent, real estate agent. She needed a second line of credit. She was struggling. Some agents over this past year are trying to stay above water. And she had equity in her house, but she didn't have the money to pay the tax bill. She filed, but she hasn't paid the tax bill. And for me, I have to have you do that, right? And so finding and knowing the banks out there that allow for this and that and are not looking at this T crossed or that I dotted allowed her to get a loan. So her coming to me with a need, me being smart enough to know who to go to and call on when needed will make a difference in her life. And I'm blessed to have great friends over the last 20-something years within our industry here locally. So good stuff.
You're amazing, Carrie Ann. I don't know how you keep all that in your head. You know, I tell Connie all the time, the reason I have a big head is there's a big brain in there, you know.
I love it.
But Not as big as yours, apparently.
Well, you know, and you also have to love what you do, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious that you do love
what you do. I truly love what I do. It's crazy to think music brought me here and I fell into the mortgage business, you know, and it's always a blessing. There's some sort of disguise, right? My mom reminds me that God's got a plan for me already carved out and I'm just on the journey of it. And
I'm just glad you're not a realtor. I'm just glad you're not a realtor, seriously, because... the rest of us is like, okay, we just lost, you know, a big chunk of the market.
Oh,
because
well,
I think you would tear it up out there.
I think it would be fun. I mean, I grew up with, you know, a dad and again, 2-inch margins, you know, and if you're not first or last type of scenario, you know, so, and it didn't matter if I was a female or a male, that was just how we were driven, right? To do, and I'm grateful for that upbringing, because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right. If I'm gonna host a party, it's gonna be right. You know, if I'm gonna have this event, why not, you know, do it right and treat people right too. I think that's the key to our business. Mm-hmm. It takes a village to close real estate. We all need to get together and work together, and it's really just finding the solution. More deals fall apart because of an ego here or something so small there. You know, I talked to a seller the other day. I talked to a seller and on my cell phone and me trying to bring us all together. I'm like, we can figure this out. We are one. And you know what? That closed. And it takes all of us working together. So I love that. So this was great stuff. I'm always excited to share more about, and I can't wait to talk more about the different books we're reading. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, let's do that regularly, because I really do want to open that mindset up for agents. You know, it's so easy to get so busy that you don't redeem the time at the level you should. And I'm telling you, it's what keeps me as young as I am at 71 is continually learning and hungering for more information to keep growing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not growing, you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And executing on what we're learning, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
There's ideas there, and then just jump in the deep end and try. And worst case, I tell my kid too, worst case, you fail. I mean, it is awful, but yeah, Michael Jordan reminds me that we just fail forward. You know, continue to go. So this is your year, and we're excited to continue to have you come back and listen.
Amen.
So thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
You've been listening to The Talk of Music City Real Estate.